Chapter 14. And it came to pass in the days of Amraphel, the king of Shinar, Arioch, the king of Elasar, Chedorlaomer, the king of Elam, and Tidal, the king of nations, that they made war with Bera, the king of Sodom, and with Birsha, the king of Gomorrah, Shinab, the king of Admah, and Shemeber, the king of Zeboiim, and the king of Bela, which is Zoar. All these were joined in the vale of Siddim, which is the Salt Sea. 12 years had they served Chedorlaomer, and in the 13th year they rebelled. And in the 14th year came Chedorlaomer and the kings that were with him, and smote the Rephaim in Ashtaroth-Kirnaim, and the Zuzim in Ham, and the Emim in Shavah-Kirjathaim, and the Horites on their Mount Seir to El-Paran, which is by the wilderness. And they returned, and came to En-Mishphat, which is Kadesh, and smote all the country of the Amalekites, and also the Amorites that dwelt in Hazazon-Tamar. And the king of Sodom, and the king of Gomorrah, and the king of Admah, and the king of Zeboiim, and the king of Bela, which is Zoar, went out, and they joined battle with them in the vale of Siddim, with Chedorlaomer, the king of Elam, and Tidal, the king of nations, and Amraphel, the king of Shinar, and Arioch, the king of Elasar, 4 kings with the 5. And the vale of Siddim was full of pits and asphalt, and the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled, and fell there, and they that remained fled to the mountain. And they took all the property of Sodom and Gomorrah, and all their victuals, and departed. And they took Lot and his property, Abram's brother's son, and departed, for he dwelt in Sodom. And one who had escaped came and told Abram the Hebrew, and he dwelt by the oaks of Mamre the Amorite, the brother of Eshcol, and the brother of Aner, and these were Abram's allies. And Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, and he led out his trained servants, born in his house, 318, and pursued them as far as Dan. And he divided himself against them by night, he and his servants, and smote them, and pursued them as far as Hobah, which is to the left of Damascus. And he brought back all the property, and brought again his brother Lot and his property, and the women also, and the people. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after he had returned from smiting Chedorlaomer and the kings that were with him into the valley of Sheva, which is the king's valley. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine, and he was priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heavens and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, who has delivered thine enemies into thy hand. And he gave him the tenth of all. And the king of Sodom said to Abram, Give me the souls, and take the property for thyself. And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up my hand to Jehovah, the Most High God, possessor of heavens and earth. If from a thread even to a sandal thong, yes, if of all that is thine I take anything, that thou mayest not say, I have made Abram rich, save only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men that went with me, Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre. Let them take their portion.